We hear in the scripture about the different themes of prophecy, especially in the Old Testament. We hear two different major themes in the scriptures of proclaiming what God is doing. The first, we hear in the first reading today from Jonah. 40 days more and Nineveh will be destroyed. Repent, change your lives. And then we have Isaiah, who says things like, comfort. Give comfort to my people, says the Lord. Speak to the heart of Jerusalem. The time of your mourning has ended. In the gospel today, we hear that Jesus picks up both of these strains of prophecy. As he says in his first words in the gospel of Mark, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Repent, change your life, and believe in the good news. And what is that gospel? What is that good news? And that good news is that God is visiting His people. God is close to us. God is not somewhere distant from us, but He's closer to us than marrow is to the bone. A lot of times we get this image of God as the watchmaker, the deistic God. So he made the watch and then he sets it up, winds it up and lets it go. He made the universe, sets it up, winds it up and lets it go. No, that's not our God. Our God doesn't just watch from a distance what he has created, but rather he is constantly in every instant upholding our existence with his love. Every electron swinging around every nucleus in every atom, it exists only because God wills it to exist, loves it into existence. God is both macro and micro. He is everything. He upholds everything in its being. God isn't just indifferent about what happens in our lives. He loves us intimately. He cares about every hair on our heads, even for those of us who seem to be having fewer and fewer every day. He cares about everything in our lives. This God who loves us. This is the good news. This is what we are called to proclaim. This is what Jesus was proclaiming, that God is in our midst. God is visiting His people. Cardinal George of Chicago, recently retired, said it this way about the church. He says, the church doesn't have a mission. The mission has a church. It's not that we are a group of like-minded people put together and now we have a mission that we're on, but rather, Christ had this mission of proclaiming the good news to the kingdoms, to the whole world. He says, and I'm going to create this church, my body, living and active in this world, to continue speaking this good news to every person in the world. Our drive is this mission of proclaiming the good news. Again, we're not just a group of an association of like-minded people or a place to get warm fuzzies, but we have a mission to proclaim God's word, that He is in love with us, that we are to share this with the world. This is our call by baptism. It's not just for priests and deacons or religious, but for every baptized. Now, if you truly believe that Almighty God has come down and saved us from our sins, if you truly believe that God has broken the power of death so that we can have eternal life, eternal joy in heaven, please inform your face. Smile. God loves you. Let's be honest. What is going to draw more people into the fold, draw them closer into the love of God? A bunch of people like, or more of, I think the latter, most likely. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So my sisters and brothers, we are called then to go out and evangelize, to share God's love with each person that we meet, with actions, with words, with the ways that we live. Now, we have an effective ministry here in our parish, which is great. One of the most powerful things we have is our Catholic school, St. Patrick Catholic School. We are in Catholic Schools Week, and so this is a time where we try to highlight the great things that go on here in the parish. Did you know that across the United States, when they look at Catholic schools, that Catholic schools are incredible at proclaiming the mission of Almighty God, proclaiming the gospel, drawing people into the Word, that they evangelize as the Word of God becomes very much a part of their day-to-day life in the school, that they have religion, that they teach how to pray. Graduate studies show that graduates of Catholic schools are more active in the community and in the church. They vote. They're more generous and more committed to service. They give leaders to the church and to society. Catholic schools positively impact achievement and attendance. There's a smaller achievement gap at Catholic schools, and overall the academic achievement is higher at Catholic schools. This is an amazing thing, and we have this in our backyard. This is one of our ministries here at St. Patrick Parish. St. Patrick Catholic School is a community. And with our students, they have seasonal reconciliation services. Now, I didn't go to Catholic school, not until I went to seminary. And so I know that I only went to reconciliation when I had to. You may be familiar with that. I didn't realize the great healing and loving power of Almighty God that comes from that when I was a kid. So I had to go when the CCD was going. And we make our kids go too at the Catholic school. Now that being said, I can tell you this. One of the priests came up to me after our last reconciliation service and said, "What did you do to prepare them?" I said, "Well, I didn't do anything. I just gave a resource to the teachers. I didn't go in and talk to them about it really at all." And they said, this priest said, they were so well prepared. They did such a great job because they are in this environment. Our Catholic school has monthly, on First Friday, we have adoration, and so our kids come into the presence of Almighty God and can come and love Him and adore Him. We have weekly school masses, and there's daily prayer. Prayer is expected as part of the daily routine. Not to mention, of course, the religion classes or the other academic programs, which are excellent, and the other programs that we have. This is an incredible school. You know, when I first came here, I was a little bit leery, you know, coming into having to be a pastor of a Catholic school. I'd never done this before. This is a little bit more and out of my comfort zone. Let me tell you, there are days where there's a lot of stuff going on at the school and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with all of it. But it's such joy. I'm so glad to have this school. It is such a resource for us, for our children, for our families. Father Anthony kind of made it known to me before he left as he was giving me a tour of everything. He says, if you're ever having a bad day, just walk into the kindergarten. Let me tell you, their smiles on their faces light up my life. I was finishing up a funeral one day, and I didn't have to go to the cemetery, so I was walking out, and I saw that the kids, this was last year, the kids were out in recess and something like that, some of the really young kids. And so I said, I'll go over and say hi. So I'm walking over, and I'm hearing, it's Father Vaughn. It's Father Vaughn. Is he coming? Should we go up to him? No, he's coming over here. Father Vaughn. So I'm walking over. As soon as I waved at them, they all came running over, big hugs to me. It's like, it's a day. That's the greatest thing in the world. But we have this great, great gift here. This great gift of evangelization where we teach our kids that our faith is not just something passing, but it's an integral part of our daily lives. Now, again, I didn't go to Catholic school. But we're all called to evangelize, whether we went to Catholic school or not. But I encourage you to look at the way that you show Christ to the people at work, to the people at home, how you show His love to the people around you. Christ is calling us. He's given us mission and created us as church to go on mission, to share the good news that Jesus Christ is Lord, to share the good news that He has come and visited His people. This day may we allow that message to fill our hearts and our lives, that we may live truly in the joy of our Lord.